Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Limits, have you seen the list of rock concerts coming to Pittsburgh over the next 3 months?
I have not, no.
The Post-Gazette just put it out. Perhaps we could bring on Brian Batko to help us with this a little bit and also talk a little Steelers. Is he there?
Yes.
Brian, you there? Are you on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline? How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
I've never been better, and Limits is doing very well himself. First, let me get your take on Broderick Jones. You heard us talking about it yesterday. You texted me to say that maybe you had a different take than I did, although I hadn't given a take yet. So you were actually reading my mind. But what is your take on Jones saying, if I'm not starting, I probably shouldn't be playing? What was the cryptid message there?
So I heard you talking about it Monday too when my flight landed in Pittsburgh and heard it. So no, I mean, I don't think it was cryptic. I think people were like sort of mishearing. He said, here's what I think he meant to say. He feels like if he's not starting, oh, I should be playing, is like what he meant to say. He doesn't feel that way. He's not trying to second guess the coaches and assume, hey, if I'm not playing, I should be playing. If I'm on the bench, I should be in the lineup. And that would fit with the context of everything else he said after that game. So I normally hate the whole, like, oh, this guy's taken out of context thing, because typically it's just an excuse for, I said something I shouldn't have said, and now people are noticing it and putting me on blast for it. In this case, with that particular snippet, I think he actually is being taken out of context.
I think that it's somewhere in between the worst interpretation and your interpretation. I think he was trying to say that rotating is a bad idea. That, listen, if I'm not going to start, then just don't play me. Seriously, I'll be ready in case of injury. Of course, he'll be ready to play. But this whole rotating, I think that was his way of saying, you're putting me into a game with no rhythm at the 1 yard line. Just if I'm not going to start, then let somebody else start. That's what I heard.
That was insane that they actually didn't have any feel for the flow of the game at that point.
I know.
Did put there then. But no, I still disagree with you. I don't think he was trying to make that point either. I think it was all just a lot less. I think we're just ascribing more to him than there really was there. I think his whole point was, I don't assume anything. I don't assume if I'm not starting that, oh, I should be playing. There was an inflection in his voice that doesn't come across when you see it in print. And in fact, the very next thing he said was, the rotation is not a factor for me. So I really think he was trying to let it all slide off of his back. And it's kind of a weird thing for him to be in the middle of right now. He was not in the locker room just now this morning when I was in there. So
is there any significance to that or no?
Probably doesn't feel like doing interviews would be the main takeaway there. That's kind of what I think a lot of the other linemen who are typically around at this time were there, but maybe Broderick needs a little bit of a break from the microphones and the recorders, especially if I am correct in that people are, you know, taking his words out of context here and painting him in a light that isn't really fair to him.
Are you driving right now? I see on the video. Are you in a car?
I'm in a car. I'm not driving. I'm just here for quiet because last time I did this with City Limits producing, I think like six trains went behind me at the facility.
That's correct, yes.
I don't know if the audio was usable. You'd have to ask Austin on that one.
This is unbelievable. It looks like when they tried to depict people driving in like 1940s movies where the car wasn't actually moving. Check it out there at 93.7thefan.com. You want to see the video feed. You're like Clark Gable in a movie right now. This is incredible. Pretend you're driving. You might as well pretend you're driving. There you go. Get the steering wheel going. This is amazing. What's going on with Broderick Jones other than the quote? Tomlin went out of his way to praise every single one of his offensive linemen, his young offensive linemen yesterday for all their contributions and attitude, and aren't they wonderful? Is this simply about play with Broderick Jones, or as Chris Hoke suggested Sunday, as Mark Cabali has since suggested, is there a wavering in his intensity? Is it something else besides his play? Is it injury? What is happening with him?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of heard rumblings of that too, Joe. More so of like, hey, is he really playing through the whistle on every play? If the run's going away from him, is he continuing to do his job and, you know, look for work, as the O-line gurus say, you know, on the backside? I don't know that I have a trained enough eye to really weigh in on that, and clearly I would defer to Hokie on any matters of actually being in stadium in a helmet. So, you know, I take that for what it's worth. But as far as like not being into the whole deal at camp, I didn't observe that. In fact, most days he was staying on the field after practice, typically shirtless on a hot Latrobe day, and working through more pass sets with the other linemen or with coaches, assistants, maybe because he wasn't getting a lot of reps on one side or the other on that particular day. So no, I never really got the vibe that he was disillusioned by the Steelers picking Troy Faltanu or feeling like his spot was threatened, but you never truly know what's going through a guy's head.
Well, speaking of that, Mike Tomlin claims that a couple of things, claims that he's still going to get a chance here, and also claims that the toggling, or as somebody phrased it yesterday, the cross training between left and right tackle was going to be the plan whether he started or not. Can we hear that clip, Limitless Wonder?
How about this one? We'll see what Rose Lee. We got a week of preparation. And I'd be disrespectful to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday if I had a hardcore plan in mind about how I was going to roll those guys. Man, I'm going to give Broderick an opportunity to rebound. He's a talented young player. I'm sure he suffered some disappointment in terms of Troy starting. It's a natural thing. But he's got to move past it, and I got to give him an opportunity to move past it as a leader. And so we'll get into this week. We'll let participation be our guide, and the quality of participation for both guys be our guide in terms of how we divvy up reps this week. It's a new week.
So my question is, where is he going to get that opportunity? Certainly they're not going to rotate him in. That feels ridiculous at this point, especially with Faltanu having played a very good game.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually read those comments from Mike, and I could be wrong, but I actually feel like the leash is not very long for Dan Moore. And when he answered a question about Dan Moore, I mean, he basically just said, yeah, he's a pro, like he adapts to his environment, something along those lines. Doesn't worry about what's going on around him was pretty much the takeaway of it. And I mean, that almost sounded to me like something you say about a guy who you have been trying to replace for 2 years, and you will soon replace at some point with these highly drafted prospects in this case. So, yeah, I mean, I actually think that Jones could get an opportunity, that the first slip up for Dan Moore or first rough game, first rough outing for him, Tomlin would not hesitate to turn to Broderick at his more natural position on the left side. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Broderick's fully in the doghouse, but I mean, I think they're all kind of still on the same page here of Dan Moore's fine, but we've been looking to upgrade for 2 years, and eventually we're going to do just that.
We're going to see Roman Wilson this week?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think so. I mean, Ben Skowronek is on IR now, so they're even thinner at receiver. It says a lot about this group that when Ben Skowronek is hurt, all of a sudden they take a big blow. So yeah, I mean, I think this will be the week to get Wilson in there, and you know, maybe even earlier than they anticipated. But it's week three, so if you're going to have him miss 4 weeks, then you might as well have put him on IR to begin the season. So yeah, I think it's about time for him to get up to speed. Where he'll play and how much, I still don't have a good feel for that, but I think he's ready.
Are you of the mind that the Steelers will go out and get a receiver at some point still before the trade deadline?
I could see it going either way, Joe. I really could. You know, they've got some bigger bodies on the practice squad. Well, they did in Skowronek, and now he's got a shoulder issue of some sort. Brandon Johnson's a guy who, I mean, everyone's going to say who were this, but I mean, he did catch, I think, 3 or 4 touchdowns last year for the Broncos, so he's not a nobody as far as NFL experience goes, and I think he's like 6'2". So I've been saying really since the IU trade fell through that, you know, more than anything, they just need another bigger body in there. They need more size at receiver because the Scotty Millers and Calvin Austins and even Roman Wilsons of the world are nice for getting open underneath and making some tough catches on third downs to keep the chains moving. But other than George Pickens and Van Jefferson, who I'm not seeing get a lot of separation here through 2 weeks, you just don't really have any of those prototypical 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2 receivers who can run downfield and maybe make a contested catch over somebody.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed in how the Calvin Austin story has played out over these 3 years, really. It just felt like he was going to be a perfect match here. A slot guy, a speed guy, you know, quick and short space guy, making tons of catches and just... it's really just nothing.
Yeah, I felt like from the moment they drafted him, I loved the pick, but that it was going to take some creativity from an offense to get the most out of him. And you know, whether Matt Canada just doesn't have that in him, or he was like so underwater by that point in his tenure that it's almost like, now you're throwing a Calvin Austin on my desk. I've got a million other problems to deal with here. It didn't work out. And, you know, we'll see what Arthur Smith has in store for Calvin Austin. I did think he bounced back and made a nice tough catch the other day after, you know, really the size limitations were obvious on that one throw in Atlanta. So, I mean, he's never going to be a high volume guy, but man, if Arthur Smith is the creative play caller and play designer that I think he is, then he is going to scheme up some ways to utilize Calvin Austin's speed and quickness.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, we have the Chargers coming up here. I'm having a tough time figuring them out, but I know they have top-end talent. What kind of challenge is this for the Steelers?
Well, it's a team that seems to be starting to believe here 2 weeks in with Jim Harbaugh, and we all know that he's a little bit of a strange bird, so I feel like those experiments can go one way or the other, but sure seems like everybody was ready to move on from the Brandon Staley era out there. And Justin Herbert, we know what he can do. It doesn't seem like he's fully 100% healthy either. J.K. Dobbins has been, I don't know if resurrected is the right word, because maybe he never really lost it. Maybe he's just finally healthy again, but it seems like they're following the vision under Harbaugh, and they're not leaning on Herbert to do too much. And the defense, I almost can't put any stock in what they're doing well or not, because they've faced Gardner Minshew, who, granted, beat the Ravens the other day, and Young, who looks like he's on just ridiculous bust levels of trajectory here. So that'll be a good test for the Chargers defense to see if the Steelers offense can find some holes there, and if they can pull their own selves up by their bootstraps in week three at home.
Couple quick thoughts on Patrick Queen so far.
Not super noticeable, not really jumping off the field at me, but I mean, I think he was mainly brought here to be a stable presence who's going to be consistent week in and week out and provide some splash every now and again. And it's tough at that position. We know it comes and goes, and it seems like it's almost something about the way the Steelers play that inside linebackers don't get their hands on the ball very often, because just a couple years ago you had the trio that didn't get any takeaways. So I don't know how much of that is on Queen or how badly he's playing. I think he'll get more comfortable and ultimately continue to be an asset.
Couple more questions for Brian Batko, our very good friend. Justin Fields plays pretty much the way he has played. No turnovers, has a decent game, and they win. Does he start the next week, even if Russell's healthy?
I think so. I think they keep riding the hot hand with Justin Fields. I mean, we know it's been reported how much Mike Tomlin liked him coming out of the draft, and you know, I get it. The more I've been around Justin Fields, I mean, you watch him on TV and stuff over the last few years with the Bears, and yeah, you see the ups and downs, you see the wow plays and then the inconsistencies, and certainly you've seen a lot of losses. But, you know, a good example of that would be just his last year when he faced the Broncos. He put up like 400-some yards, 4 touchdowns. They scored 28 points and lost. So that's why I don't always put too much stock into he had 10 wins in 3 seasons for Chicago. There's a lot of other factors that go into that as a quarterback stat, but I get it from a Fields perspective or Mike Tomlin perspective on Fields. Like, the more you just see the guy move as an athlete, as a passer, it's easy to believe in him is probably the best way I would put it. And, you know, some of these plays where he just takes off and converts a third down, man, is that a sight for sore eyes for the Steelers offense that really hasn't had that in its arsenal. Kenny Pickett could do a little bit, but obviously not in Trubisky, but not in the same vein as Fields. So I think they keep riding this until the bottom falls out, and that puts you in a little bit of a win-win of, okay, we're either winning games with Justin Fields and he's proving people wrong, or we have this fallback option of Russell was our guy all along. So it's not that we're benching Fields. We still have confidence in him, And that could be an easy way to massage the situation for Mike Tomlin if it comes up.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.